Join me next time to hear more authenticity journeys on Authenticity Matters. This is KXRW 99.9 FM.
Denise came to Portland Housing Center in 2022. While living in a safe and secure homeless shelter for families with her four children, Denise says that Portland Housing Center made it possible for her to purchase a home by providing financial education, one-on-one counseling, and down payment assistance to bridge the gap. Since 1991, Portland Housing Center has helped over 10,000 households achieve their goal of homeownership. Portland Housing Center is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. For more information, go to giveguide.org.
You're listening to Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach, and Wheeler at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand, xray.fm.
Even when bad things happen, the pendulum swings from the floor to the ceiling, and you end up wherever you catch it. I'm the queen of silver lining, I'm the best at always trying to find the brighter side. Through these rose-colored glasses, I just see what I wanna. Is it really all that bad to cover up the sad and be a good liar? I'm a good liar. Sometimes a good thing can break you. Sometimes a bad thing can save you. The wheel goes around from upside to down, and you just go wherever it takes you. I'm the queen of silver lining, I'm the best at always trying to the brighter side. Through these rose-colored glasses, I just see what I wanna. Is it really all that bad to cover up the sad and be a good liar? I'm a good liar. Sometimes I just want to be a little angry. Sometimes I just want to feel a little bitter. But it don't come natural to me to let my guard down until there's no one around. I'm the queen of silver lining, the best at always trying to find the brighter side. Through these rose-colored glasses, I just see what I wanna. Is it really all that bad to cover up the sad and be a good liar? Be a good liar. I'm a good liar.
You just heard Maddie Diaz, and she is playing at Mississippi on the 14th of this month, so you can catch her. Yeah, you're listening to X-Ray FM. This is DJ Lazy Bones, and I'm here with Chase. And we have two special guests with us. We have Emily Scott Robinson and Andrea Von Kampen. They are on tour, and they're coming through Portland tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
You're welcome. We're so excited to be here. We're playing at the Mission Theater tonight, and we are stoked to be here in Portland.
Yeah.
It's nice and, like, sunny today, but also
kind of
rainy.
Wait, this is sunny?
Yeah, this is really sunny.
I was like, man, it's so cloudy. How do these people do it? But, you know, Emily and I, we come from incredibly sunny states. Like,
we do. Yeah.
So we're used to sort of being getting a lot of burns. Well, I burn. Do you tan?
Yeah.
You look like you burn a little bit.
I burn a little bit. Yeah,
at
yeah.
first, base
I'm,
layer.
I am a, like, my ancestry is all British Isles, so yeah. We're not, like, genetically, we're not
we're
used to
we're actually
not
made happening. For this weather.
Yeah, we're made for this weather.
I feel that. Where did you guys grow up?
Nebraska.
Okay.
And North Carolina, for me.
I'm from Arizona.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I had cataracts from my, like, whole life until I was 30, and I got them removed 2 months before moving here, and I had never seen color.
Oh my god.
And I was like crying all summer because it's so sunny here and it's so bright and colorful
yeah.
all summer.
Wow.
And every time I looked at a tree, the leaves would just make me emotional. And
now that's beautiful.
You're like a viral Instagram video.
It's
on a feel-good Instagram account.
It's true.
Where they're like, look, this baby has never heard his mother's voice before.
Yeah, this child is seeing for the first time.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
But you at 30.
It was actually, yeah, that is really crazy part.
That's incredible.
I'm doing it old school. I'm here on the radio. No, I'm just kidding.
Love that.
Before Instagram, we had radio.
Yes.
I grew up watching Oprah because I was born during Oprah, and I was like, I need to meet Oprah. Like, I have to meet her. I have to tell her my story. And this was when I was littler and I had, like, health issues. And my little brother was going to write to her once for that, like, reason.
Whoa.
And I love the idea of just the little brother being like, I'm going to do it for you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's super sweet.
But the sun thing, I acclimated really quickly. As soon as it starts to get this time of year, we all, like, kind of hunker down.
Yeah.
But it gets dark at, like, 4:30.
That's brutal.
It's rude, honestly.
Yeah, it's not right.
Yeah.
Today's nice. You guys can see, like, the leaves glowing,
yeah. Oh,
you know?
It's so beautiful. The
it's
fall here
so
is
nice.
Insane.
The yellow and the red right now.
Mm.
I feel like I need to move over. Now we can see both of you, kind of. Okay. Well, you guys, you're playing tonight at Mission Theater, and you're here today because you're going to play me some music live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right.
Who would like to go first?
Would you like to go first?
I'll do it. Okay. This is a song I wrote called Black Flag. We'll just do a little toony tune real quick. I hope you love the world you made for all of us. Progress was a silly thing to want, so let's ignore the warning signs and all the lies. That feeling you're feeling deep inside it. What can we gain by sailing to the moon if we can't the abyss that separates us from ourselves? I saw that black flag fly high above your door. What used to be a safe place isn't safe anymore. Let's ignore the scientist and the economist. Stand every verse on immigrants, and what can we gain by sailing to the moon if we can cross the separates us from ourselves.
That was so beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks.
You just heard that live. That's Andrea Von Campen. And I've got two special guests if you're just tuning in. Emily Scott Robinson is also here. They are co-headlining.
Yeah, co-headlining.
Yeah. Is the word. At Mission Theater tonight. We actually have a pair of tickets also we can give away.
Oh, amazing.
So we'll pick a winner at the end of the hour. If you want to qualify to win, just text us your first and your last name to 971-220-5979. Now, Andrea, I say your name like I say my mom's name.
It is Andrea. It's the Midwestern flat A in every way you can have it.
I know. Everybody calls my mom Drea.
Yeah, and that's
because
okay.
It's so hard.
It's difficult. I understand. Don't trouble yourself.
I always like Andrella or Drella because it kind of is like Cinderella.
Oh, wow. So just like a completely different name.
Whole new name.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I know. Everybody called her something different, you know, like nicknames. It's a good nickname name.
There's a lot of variety. That's true.
So you coming from Nebraska and you North Carolina, how did your paths cross?
Well,
yeah,
we have been like internet friends/folk singer friends for a couple of years and just following each other and their music. I actually was born in North Carolina, but I live in Colorado now, have lived there for about 15 years. And so Andrea and I were just, we ended up signing with the same booking agent. And one day Andrea was like, hey, do you ever want to like talk on the phone? Because we're never in the same state at the same time, right? A lot of times when you have friends who are other musicians, you're just constantly passing like ships in the night if you don't live.
Emotion.
Yeah, it's like you never really meet in person. So we had a really fun like phone call back in the spring, and Andrea had this idea for doing a tour oriented around songs for hope and for change. Just like a night of inspiring music and some of her songs, some of my songs, and then some covers of like good American folk songs and protest music. And she was like, do you want to do this with me? And I said, totally, that would be amazing. And so here we are. And the first time we've actually met in person was at our gate at the Denver airport to fly to Seattle.
But
two
I
days
feel
ago.
Like I've known you forever. It's really weird.
I know. Yeah. It's great. It's
it
really
is.
Cool. So we played our first show last night in Seattle. Tonight's night two. And it was so much fun. It was so
it was
great.
Awesome.
And yeah, that's how we met.
That's amazing. It's interesting the ships like passing each other in the night is so accurate. It seems like so many people know each other from like or being at the same festival at the same time randomly, and then you guys just like sometimes meet up in different cities.
Yeah
that's exactly right.
I love the concept of this show. The having a phone conversation is also appreciated, like
just go old school, man. It's like, hey, let's talk on the phone. Let's talk on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some of us, including my generation, are a little allergic to phone calls. Sometimes if you see a phone call coming through, you're like, oh, my God, who died?
Okay, what
I
is
know.
This? Because
what
the
happened?
Gen Zs are saying this, too.
I know.
Whereas, like, I love calling on the phone. But Gen Zs will just FaceTime you.
Like
my niece, I'll just get,
that
her
is
only
crazy.
Form of communication is FaceTiming.
To me, to get randomly FaceTimed is a terrifying
that is a
thing.
Nightmare.
I'll be like, oh my god,
what,
they're FaceTiming me, oh my god.
I'll be like, what's wrong with your mom and dad? And it's
just
like she's just hanging out.
Oh my god, that's great.
I do miss like old like staying on the phone with your friend all night talking about nothing.
Oh man, but that's I don't know best. About you guys, but we only had one telephone line at my house, so I couldn't tie up the telephone line like that. You know, and then
ours was after 9.
Oh yeah, well, and then back in the days of dial-up internet, you couldn't. I know that like probably most of the people listening to this show are my age or a little older, but if you're younger, then me, you used to not be able to make a phone call at the same time as your family computer was attached to the internet. So, oh, man, wow. Those were some times. Yeah, dial-up.
I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know that? Oh, my God. I love this. So, Andrew and I are 7 years apart in age. And, yeah, it was like, so your internet, it was dial-up. So, it used your phone line in order to connect.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, sometimes.
That's why it's called dial-up.
Yeah. Okay. So, sometimes if you were. Let's say you were trying to log on to AOL, America Online.
Oh, my gosh. You even know what that abbreviation is.
Well, you also, she's skipping the CD part.
Oh, yeah. They would send you CD-ROMs in the mail and be like, here, try America Online, which is the internet, for free for 30 days or 90 days or whatever. And then you basically would be like, oh, the internet's cool. I guess I'm going to pay $40 a month for the internet. And you would connect via your telephone line. And sometimes if you were on your family computer trying to log on to the internet, if somebody was actually on the phone downstairs, you would try and dial up, but instead you would just hear their phone conversation coming through your computer speakers.
Whoa.
And it was always like, Mom, I told you I'm trying to get on AOL. Like, you gotta get off the phone.
Wow.
It was so funny. It was amazing. Those were the times.
Yeah,
those
before, times. Like, Instagram handles, they yep. were screen names.
Yeah.
And we spelt everything wrong. Like, Y's
oh, my
and
God.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, that's so true. Lots of different, like, random capitalization and asterisks.
And number. Yeah, it was very strange. It was a fun, weird time. Like, I don't think my nephew is 19, and I'm 36, and I just. Those 18 years is such a big difference. Like, he doesn't know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And he also thinks, like, some of it's, like, novelty, which is also cute.
Yeah.
But I feel that. I feel you guys are going to be covering a Bob Dylan song.
That is true.
And this, like, having your show based around bringing people together and, like, a protest in sorts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Community is so important, and like being live and watching people like play music is so. I love this. One of the venues you're playing at in Phoenix, the museum.
Oh, yeah, musical instrument museum.
Have you guys been there?
No, I've heard it's amazing.
Oh my God, where you're performing is beautiful,
but
the museum itself is so fun.
Oh, that's gonna be exciting.
It does fit. Like, I feel like you guys would love it. You follow like instruments from where they started and
cool.
how like the origination and whatever, where everything comes from in different countries, and you have like headphones. It's the best.
That's so rad.
Yeah, that's really
I'm
cool.
excited about that.
And like the people who would go to a show, like the shows there, are huge supporters of the arts because they know like that's what matters. I don't know. The whole place is great. So
that's so cool.
I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you.
I saw that and I was like, okay, we're going to be heading that way, but it'll be days before you guys or days after you play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because Thanksgiving.
Because I was like, I think we might need to go watch them.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
This show tonight, I want to remind everybody, we have a pair of tickets to give away. You can text in to be qualified to win, 971-220-5979. Do you guys want to play that song? Or
Sure, totally.
Could I?
Yeah, you want to play this?
Can I play it on this?
Yeah,
like,
you do
classical
it.
Cannot stay in tune in here.
I'm
it's
up
just,
on,
it's
I'm
too
up
hot.
In B if you want to.
Yeah.
If
can I do
it
on
up
5?
To see. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. We're going to sing a little, it's probably going to need a little moment to tune, so I'll talk about this.
We're good.
Okay,
good.
Excellent. Here's a song that feels pretty good to sing after Election Day last week. Here we go.
All right.
Y'all probably know this.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept you'll soon be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Come
Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's named. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who is stalled. And the battle outside is raging, will soon shake up your windows and rattle your walls. It's for the times they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command, and your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand, for the times they are a-changing. The line strong, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. And the order is rapidly fading, and the first ones now will later be last. Yes, the first ones now will later be last. Yes, the first ones now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
You just heard a live performance from Emily Scott Robinson and Andrea Von Campen. Thanks for playing that, guys.
You're so welcome.
I know. Pleasure. I've got y'all for a couple more minutes, so I wanted to give Emily, do you want to play us a song?
Yeah, I would love to. This is a song that just came out like yesterday.
Yeah, I put those on my notes because that I was like, well, that's perfectly timed for my show.
I am so excited.
I gotta see. I want to play this classical with you too, Emily, but if it can't hold tune, I will not do it.
Sorry. Our guitars have been in a cold car and then just came into a nice warm studio.
And I'm
studio.
Playing a classical, and I feel like it's just going all over the place in this hot room.
So this is a song called Dirtbag Saloon. It's off my brand new record that comes out in January, so it's a single. And I think this is a song that probably everyone in Portland can relate to. It's really about, like, the housing crisis and gentrification. So I live in Colorado, and I lived in a ski town in Colorado for many years, a town called Telluride. And it became, they said during the pandemic, people started saying that the billionaires kicked out the millionaires. It just became ultra, ultra wealthy. And you know, I just saw the demographics of the community change so much. And it was like the heart of the town got hollowed out. And one of the big things is that there weren't any affordable rentals left. And so one day I was walking down an alley. I lived many a time in an alley shack. It'd be like a little back house that you'd rent, and then somebody else would live in the front. And I don't think I'm allowed to say that word. There's a bright blue rental called we used to call it the Smurf Cottage. And it was being torn down to build luxury condos, which was a real bummer. And so my partner, Colin, was walking with me, and he just looked at it and he said, "Well, if it ain't gone yet, it's going soon." And I was like, "Oh my God, that's a country song. I gotta go write that." So I did, and But for me, a protest song or a song where I'm like complaining about something I don't like, that's not really enough. Like, I have to find the heart of something. And I felt like the heart of, I wanted to really focus on the heart of what keeps our communities alive, like the working class, the locals. And so I picked this great bar that's in a different town a couple hours away to write about. And it's called Linda's. And everything in this song about Linda's is true. So here we go.
Linda's is open on Fridays and Christmas. She lives in the back. It's a cash-only business. She charges for singles, but pours you a double. Everyone drinks here. No one makes trouble. We got miners and ranchers, rednecks and hippies, hot shots and cowboys, poets and lifties. And there's one thing that this whole damn bar can't agree on. We live here 'cause we don't like concrete or neon. And if it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. Get your last round in at the Dirtbag Saloon. The rich folks are squeezing us right out of room. If it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. Well, I wish we sweet harmony, but they tore down the rentals, clear cut the trees to build their 10,000 square foot second homes. Oh, but who's gonna serve them their champagne and snow? And if it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. Get your last round in at the Dirtbag Saloon. The rich folks are squeezing us right out of room. If it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. Carved out a life between river and stone, underwood smoke and bright stars. These hills are my home. And don't get me wrong, yeah, I sing for my rent. Maybe I should stay quiet. I need every last cent. Now Linda jumps up on her velvet pool table. Yo, settle your debts, kids. Get out while you're able. The house lights are up. Now there is no doubt. It's the last call for good times in the town that's sold out. And if it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. Get your last round in at the Dirtbag Saloon. The rich folks are squeezing us right out of room. If it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. If it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. If it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. That's Andrea Von Kampen on those harmonies and the guitar solo. I'm Emily Scott Robinson. And just as a reminder, if you're tuning in right now and you like what you're listening to, we are playing tonight at the Mission Theater here in Portland. We are the
best thing that you can do with your Thursday evening, I'll be honest. And it's going to be such a fun
right.
show.
She's right. I can't disagree either.
I mean, this kind of
she's
preview.
She's objectively right.
Yeah. So. It's called the Songs for Hope and Change Tour. So we're playing, we're folk singers and songwriters, and we're traveling around, and we're going to sing our own songs tonight. We're also going to sing some covers of some great American classic folk songs. Mm-hmm. We're going to sing the socialist verses of some Woody Guthrie stuff.
Yep. Amazing.
The verses that always get edited out in the fifth grade assembly.
Right.
Sing that song. So, yeah. And we're happy to be here on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you
for
being here.
Thanks for having us.
That's so amazing. And you guys can be entered to win a ticket or a pair of tickets to see them tonight. Text us at 971-220-5979, your first and your last name. We're going to be picking it at the end of the hour. Y'all are going to be leaving me, but we are going to be playing your other new releases that you guys have. So, yeah, people will get the full effect and the live acoustic version. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you
so much for having us here on X-Ray FM.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We're really, really happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all.
Great day, and we'll see you guys tonight.
See you tonight.
Makes the heart grow fonder, my happiness will grow much stronger, longing for the places that you leave. The more I see you, the less I want.
Appalachia, oh my heart.
Many nights I lay here sleepless. Many nights I watch the stars. Many nights I make my way home from afar. To pray, my people came from pain and famine, 100 days on a dark sea. You think I'd let some wind and water tear the roots from me? Your weary head. These mountains stood before we found them. They'll outlast our children too. I promise spring will paint the hills in mountain laurel blue.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from McMenamin's Historic Mission Theater in downtown Portland, presenting the Americana-influenced Coloradan songwriter Emily Scott Robinson and songwriter Andrea Von Kampen on Thursday, November 13th. Doors at 7 p.m. and show at 8. All ages are welcome. Tickets and more information available at missiontheaterpdx.com.
Oh, you just heard Emily Scott Robinson with her song Appalachia. That just came out. And yeah, we're doing our ticket giveaway for their show tonight. If you text us your first and your last name to 971-220-5979. And then right before Emily, you heard Juliana Riolino, and she is playing at Mississippi Studios on November 16th. So lots of really cool acts. I feel like November is so packed. It's because everybody wants to sleep in December.
Yeah, everybody wants to do stuff inside.
Yeah, that's true. Lots of shows.
Yeah.
Always a nice time when you can get into warm area and listen to music.
Yeah, agreed. We're getting our winter layers ready.
Right. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray.
Getting ready to hibernate.
Yeah. Not one moment of me wants to leave the house every day this week. I was like, I don't know.
I know.
I don't want to put clothes on. It's just so nice inside. But it's been a beautiful fall. So you guys can still text us if you want to enter to win. I'm going to give that phone number out one more time. 971-220-5979.
I'll say people are texting, so if you want the tickets, you gotta try.
True, yeah. We'll be drawing at the end of this hour. We're going to play a few more songs for you. This next one is Andrea Von Kampen's latest. She actually released some new songs a month ago. So they will be performing like brand new stuff, which is super exciting. So here is Before I Buy a Gun.
As the cold breaks down on me today, I will find a better way. I won't close my eyes and ears and cry. You've got yours and I've got mine. And before I buy a gun, I'll get to know my neighbor before the lines are drawn. I'll keep a light lit on, and you can try and say I have to hate the other before I buy a gun. I'll get to know my neighbor. It's a fragile thread. Praying at the seams while you hope and pray for what's to come. Right now needs what it needs. And before I buy a gun, I'll get to know my neighbor before the lines are drawn. I'll keep a light lit on.
Don't let time
Just heard Valerie June with Imagine. DJ Lazy Bones, this is Wildflowers and Weeds, and if you're just tuning in, we had two special guests on, Emily Scott Robinson and Andrea Von Kampen. They are co-headlining a show at Mission Theater tonight, and we're doing a ticket giveaway for the next 13-ish minutes. So you just have to text us your first and your last name to 971-220-5979 to be entered to win. And yeah, so we've played some of their new music. They also played live and they sounded really good.
Yeah, absolutely. They were great live.
I was like in awe of the sound check even. It's like, oh my gosh, a private show. I'm just kidding. Well,
it kind of was.
Yeah. I think that like the idea of their show is super important. I know Rose Gerber did a few of these songs of power and protest, and I think they're really essential in the community. So it looks, seems like they're making their way all the way to all around. So let's play new music. We've got a new release from Cat Power. This song is called Try Me.
Try me. Try me. Darling, tell me. Yeah.
chicken wire hacks, half facts in the flashbacks, hoping through the split shot sock. There's a croaking con at the grunt's not mine, through the body of the Barry Alley dog. Make it out slow, make it high, make it glow like the crickets in the telephone haze. Stack shape, runaway, bust a bumper palisade, synchronized sinusoid waves. I spent a little time in the castle, but I never had that dream. I was always hipping through the cat grass, living like the only little slugger who can sing. I don't see it clear, but I hear it sometimes pretty good. Ricochet, flash of green bird, fat feather, sweet singing under keratin hooves. Well, I've been going back and forth, baby water, holy war. Revolution isn't doing what I used to use it for. River high, river roar, stray dog, wild boar. We were staying at the farm, hearing something in the dark. Dead heather, predator, snuggle buggy, vetiver. Wishing I could just go there, wishing I could just go be. Wishing I was sipping through the cat grass, living like the only little slugger who could sing. Call it caught, then it flipped, fawned off in a drip, drawn, reeling, kind of rush. There's a careful way of fawn, there's a kiki riki calling, and a dining bed of dust over what it maybe was. So it's thanks, Peter Woody G. Gummy sap, stack of leaves, God loving every one of us. Going belly up and bust, going belly up, 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 belly up. Skip the stream, memory, kerosene, kind of heat. I remember you more than any kind of truth, more than blush, burn, silver sage, ruddy poet on the page, down a year, cutty hogs digging in the reservoir, Montserrat, honey makers rooting in the root of bigger. If we ever make it out of Spain,
if we ever make it out of Spain,
hoping we don't make it that far,
we don't make it that far,
hoping we'll be hipping through the cat grass, living like the biggest little sluggers on the farm.
Just,
what am I supposed to do? Lay down and cry. I do that sometimes. A river rolls right on through. You cut the supply. And then you smile. She told me her dreams. We all just want to sleep without the whirling and twirling and spinning wheel.
Wake up, good morning. Tell me, how can we ignore everything? Just temporarily, another wildfire, another insane man is yelling at the screen. Yelling at the screen.
That is the latest from Andrea Von Campen. She is performing tonight with Emily Scott Robinson at Mission Theater. You still have time to be qualified to enter to win. We've got a few minutes here. We'll be taking names. Text us your first and last name to 971-220-5979 for to be entered to win a pair of tickets. Before that, we heard Pajarito by Jose Gonzalez, and that is a brand new song. And before that, we heard Haley Hendricks. What was her track called?
It was a track called Boars.
And that's brand new too, which is so much fun. We are heading out. So JBJ is taking over with Hello Cruel World. Remember, radio is yours.